Red Film Radio, Far East Film Festival, Udine, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Laura Della Corte, and today we are here at the 25th edition of the Far East Film Festival with the actor Shogun and the actress Matsura Rio. How are you?
I'm good.
Never been better.
So my first question I'd like to ask to Shogun, your role in Lovely Smile pleads the cause of art house cinemas and as like a necessary force for the survival of the non-mainstream cinema, like the one that we have with films of both Watanabe and Lim. And so what do you think about the story when you were playing inside that?
The first of all, there's no script. Because I worked with him, his previous film called Come and Go. So I already knew his style. And he just, because the thing is, I was supposed to go to Busan International Film Festival 2 weeks before because of the COVID. I was supposed to have quarantine, 2 weeks quarantine. But the Korean government had canceled the policy. So now I had a 2 weeks break. So Lim found out and he said like, okay, come over to Okinawa because you're Okinawan and let's make a movie together. Your character will be a super rich guy. That's all, you know, he said to me. I was like, okay, why not? Then I went there and he was like, do you happen to know some rich guy? I have a luxury car and you have Rolex and of course I don't have those. And so I asked my friends and, you know, to get the, and he said that he wants a big house. So actually we used the hotel for free. Whoa. Yeah, because I know somebody, so. But anyway, so that one is just I just have fun, you know, spontaneously. So it's very opposite with my character in December.
Thank you. So for both of you, actually, you know, we have talked about the characters of December are not so easy to read, actually, and not even Katsu's played by Shogun, that is a novelist whose wife has been, you know, destroyed by a murder. And also more central to the film's core is your character that is kind of displayed is an enigmatic mask to the world because we don't understand her feelings so deeply. So what was the biggest challenge for both of you in playing these characters?
そうですね。役作りに関しては、まあ、さっきもお伝えしたんですけど。
Yes, in my case, I never had the possibility to experience any of the experiences of my character because, of course, I've never murdered anyone. I've never been in a prison. So the only thing I could do was just see interviews and read articles about that. And so that was what I did in order to start thinking about this particular character. And then so the other thing that I tried to do was to recreate the environment of a prison and trying to understand what was the feeling of loneliness that this girl could have had. And so while I was doing that, also, you know, conferring with the director, it's not like I wanted to create a mysterious way of a mysterious expression of or anything. Of course, the director told me that when I was to, you know, say my lines, I was supposed not to be too emotional, just to, you know, keep the emotions in. But again, I realized when I was trying to be her, understand her emotions, understand her loneliness, that her experience was not just about being a painful experience, a lonely experience, a tragic experience. No, what was in her mind was the feeling of being sorry. She was feeling sorry. And so all of these feelings altogether, starting from the one of being sorry, were the feelings, that complex feelings that she was having. And perhaps myself trying to express all the complexity of all these feelings gave this idea of this sort of mysterious touch that is unreadable.
Everything was a big challenge to me because this role was the hardest, the most painful role in my almost 20 years career. And it's same as her. I was just living as Katsu, you know, for my real life. And Yeah, that was painful every day, every single moment. And but somehow, after we wrapped the film, of course, I was relieved, but it was very hard to live my character, because I had a sympathy, you know, to my character. So it was very sad to finish this movie. Yeah.
Thank you so much. You've been very kind. I have a good stay here. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Fred Finn Radio, I'm Laura Della Corte, and we have been here with Shogun and Matsura Ryo. Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.